Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. It has been the most volatile week in the Democratic primary season thus far, and we're going to pay our respects to all who've fallen this week. But we've got an urge to ponder the special situation Mike Bloomberg and Tom Steyer found themselves in. And that is our launching point for our Friday Free Skate. Free Skates, when we invite everybody onto the ring to talk about the topic du jour. You don't need anything but an opinion and a phone to participate. Here's the setup. Mike Bloomberg spent roughly $600 million to win nothing except the primary in American Samoa. No offense, American Samoa. So maybe you're kind of laughing or you think you're disgusted by the waste of money. But let's be honest. Haven't we all been there? Haven't we all spent way too much money on something that turned out to be not worth it at all? Maybe it was a pair of sneakers, a leather jacket, a house, a boat. Come on, fess up. We don't care if it's bougie. Give us a call. 212-433-9692. 212-433-WNYC. And tell us what made you have buyer's remorse. And maybe where was that money better spent? To think about it, don't be shy. Consider that Mike Bloomberg spent $227,000 a minute. That's $4.8 million per delegate. As The Atlantic put it, he spent $500 million to be humiliated. How much have you spent on something only to find yourself in a shame spiral? Our number is 212-433-WNYC. And tell us what made you think about buyer's remorse. In my family, we call it vacation hat. You know, you go on vacation to someplace like Texas and you decide that $500 cowboy hat looks really great. And then you get home and you put it on say, like 48th Street and you feel ridiculous. Our number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Katrina is calling us from Maplewood. Katrina, welcome to Free Skate.
Hi, I love your show.
Thanks. So, okay, fess up. What happened?
I was having all of these marital questions some years ago and issues and problems. And in my little blues or my depression, I went out and bought this $2,000 Louis Vuitton bag. It was the first Louis Vuitton I owned. I thought it was going to be the thing. And all my friends, of course, have had Gucci's and Louis Vuitton. And so I thought finally, okay, you know what? I'll just get it. And it was the worst decision.
Just
was like, what was I thinking? And, you know, everybody's like, oh, that bag is so pretty. And every time I carry it, I'm just like, this is dumb. I'm not rich like that, you know, like $2,000, and you see everybody with these bags and you're like, oh, it must cost $300 or $400. No. And it meant nothing, you know. In the end, it meant nothing, and it was supposed to help.
Katrina, thank you for kicking off our Free Skate. You're a brave woman. We really appreciate it. Let's go to Rebecca calling us from Ridgewood, Queens. Hey, Rebecca. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. So I bought a 1991 Cadillac from my landlord last year because I thought it was beautiful. And it is beautiful, but it just proceeded to fall apart.
Oh, no. And what fell apart first?
Well, within 5 minutes of taking it for the first test drive, all four tires popped.
Stop it.
I was maybe five blocks from my house, with my sister and all of her friends in the back seat.
Oh, no.
We just had to walk back home and call someone to come and get it. And then I put a little work into it, but things kept falling off, and now it sits in my backyard.
Rebecca from Ridgewood, thank you so much for calling in. Our number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. This is Free Skate Friday. We want to know something that you spent so much money on, kind of like Mike Bloomberg and trying to be president. So how did Mike Bloomberg get to this point? Well, let's remember those who called it quits this week.
So I announced this morning that I am suspending my campaign for president.
So tonight, I am making the difficult decision to suspend my campaign for the presidency.
I believe we can do this together. And that is why today I am ending my campaign and endorsing Joe Biden for president.
All right, so those were the voices of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, all of whom suspended their campaigns this week. Now, Buttigieg and Klobuchar have already endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. Warren, who dropped out yesterday, well, she's not saying who she'll support, if anyone at all. She told Boston Globe reporter Jess Bidgood yesterday, quote, "Why would I owe anybody an endorsement? Is that a question they asked everybody else who's dropped out of the race?" So those were those three. Then there were two other candidates who suspended their campaigns this week. Two guys who not only dropped out, they dropped a whole lot of cash during the process.
But I said if I didn't see a path to winning, that I'd suspend my campaign. And honestly, I can't see a path where I can win the presidency.
And I'm glad to say I endorse Joe Biden, and I hope you will join me in working to make him the next president of the United States of America.
Okay, what do those two guys have in common? They have lots and lots of money, and they spent lots and lots of money. That was Tom Steyer, who's always called billionaire Tom Steyer, and New York's own former mayor, Mike Bloomberg, who, of course, is also a billionaire. They spent so much of their money. We're wondering, have you ever spent a lot of money on something that didn't turn out to be worth it? 212-433-9692. We know it's not a presidential campaign. At least we think we know it's not a presidential campaign. It doesn't have to be something of that magnitude. Was it a pair of shoes? Was it a piece of furniture? Was it a piece of jewelry? 212-433-9692. 212-433-WNYC. Did you spend a lot of money on something that you now regret? Oh, Adriana, you're going to go personal on us. Hi, Adriana.
Hi.
So tell us.
So I thought about it for 2 years. I had had two children and nursed them, and I decided to get implants. And you know what? For $7,500, they're just okay. If I could do it over again, I wouldn't.
Why not?
I don't want to go into that in detail.
Fair.
On the radio, but you know what? I can be honest, they look great in clothing, but I'm not too thrilled with them.
You can leave it there. That's good.
Out of clothing.
I think we know.
So, they're just okay.
Adriana, thank you so much for calling it and being so candid. Okay, so while Steyer spent most of the race as a very long shot candidate, there was a point when Mike Bloomberg looked like he might actually be pulling moderate voters away from Joe Biden. It looked like Mike Bloomberg had a true shot, perhaps, at the Democratic nomination. But then, well, this happened.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk. Look, I'll support whoever the Democratic nominee is. But understand this, Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another. The mayor has to stand on his record. And what we need to know is exactly what's lurking out there. He has gotten some number of women, dozens, who knows, to sign non-disclosure agreements, both for sexual harassment and for gender discrimination in the workplace. So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
Okay, after two lackluster debate performances halted his momentum, Bloomberg had a disappointing finish on Super Tuesday, bringing his total number of delegates to 58, compared to Joe Biden's total of 609 and 453 for Bernie Sanders. He then dropped out of the race and officially endorsed Joe Biden. So after you spend $600 million, do you have regrets? Okay, We don't expect that you spent $600 million on anything, but did you spend money on something that you now think, why did I do that? The number is 212-433-9692-212-433-WNYC. Let's talk to Diane, who is calling from South Orange. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I'm calling about the fact that I bought a two-piece shorts outfit for a lot more money than I even needed to spend or wanted to spend, because the saleswoman made me feel like I couldn't afford it.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Oh, she got to you. She got in your head, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't even think it fit me right. It was something I wore twice in my life. I finally just gave it away.
Diane, thanks for sharing. Daniela's calling us from Washington Heights. Hi, Daniela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Okay, what do you want to share?
So my big regret about spending so much money is I went to law school, and I don't know if going to law school was a mistake, because I do enjoy being a lawyer, but going to a full-price law school instead of a cheaper law school, where I could, a lower-ranked law school where I could have gotten the scholarship, was definitely a mistake. And that's my daughter screaming in the car.
She sounds cute and sounds like she wants your attention, so go for it.
She does. We are waiting for alternate side to end any minute now.
All right, Daniela, thanks so much for calling in. Stan is calling from Forest Hills. Hi, Stan.
Hey. Horse racing. Uh-oh. You know the Kentucky Derby. There's usually 20 horses in the race. So this one particular year, I said to myself, I'm going to bet $200 on every horse, but leave out two or three. And figuring if I bet the long shots, I'll come in, I'll get all my money back and make some money. So I left out, I put in one favorite. I bet 18 horses out of the 20, $200 each. You know where I'm going? The horses I didn't bet came in. And I lost about $1,800, almost $1,800.
Oh, Stan.
What? I learned my lesson, but I came back another race and got my money. But I will never do that again. You figure there's so many good horses, so you have to pick what. But I and there it is. How do you like that? I took aspirin, Tylenol, and Tylenol.
Stan, thanks for calling in. How about that? Love Stan's call. 212-433-9692. We're talking about things you spent money on that you might regret now. What kind of money were we talking about? Let's take a listen to a little clip from CNBC to talk about the kind of money that Mike Bloomberg spent.
Donald Trump and Michael Bloomberg both spending $11 million each for one-minute ads in Sunday's game, believed to be the most expensive political ad block of all time.
Other Democratic billionaire running for president who has, to this point, spent $142 million on TV and radio ads already. More than every single person running for president has spent on TV ads and radio ads combined.
Nearly $600 million later, Mike Bloomberg is ending his presidential campaign.
So how much money did Mike Bloomberg really spend on this failed experiment? It turns out a whole lot. Can you hit me?
Somebody tweeted recently that actually with the money he spent, he could have given every American $1 million.
I got it. Let's put it up on the screen. When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads, U.S. population 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing. It does suggest, you know, what we're talking about here, which is there's too much money in politics.
It's also wrong. As they later found out, that would not be clear. But the idea that somebody would think that was possible tells you what we're talking about. We are going to talk to, I think we can slide in one more person, Patty from Summit, New Jersey. Patty, what'd you spend money on?
Hi.
Okay, baby stuff. I had my first baby a few years ago. I had to have it. Ginormous swing that would swing it back and forth, and the rocking bed, and the standing jumper, the other standing jumper. I spent thousands of dollars, most of which he used maybe once or twice, maybe for a month. The ginormous swing for $500, I put him in it once, and he cried immediately. I couldn't even get it to the dump. It was so big. I mean, in the end, all you really need is, you know, a blanket in the crib. But, you know, a lot of women get suckered into, you know, just buying everything.
Thank you so much for calling. Okay, Jane, we're going to sneak you in. Jane, can you tell me what you bought for in the next 20 seconds?
Okay, I bought a house, a fixer-upper, a two-family to make some money. I sold Amazon stock to do it. Amazon stock shot up right after that. I could have been a millionaire.
Jane, thank you so much for calling and sharing. Thanks to all everybody on Team All of It who called in to share on this Free Skate Friday. Thanks so much. This is All of It.